The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. We live in a world today where obviously something is wrong. Something is amiss, and badly so. Outwardly, this is evident. The reading of the daily newspaper gives a continuing chronicle of negative things. Good news seems to be the exception to the rule. Another war over here, another crime over there. Wars and rumors of wars. Murder, robbery, rape, incest, another drug bust. And the unseemly list seems without end. The outward manifestation of wrong is really but the outward working of an inward problem. It is the age-old problem of sin, S-I-N. Within the hearts of every one of us is this problem. Let's just look into the mirror. The Bible says, Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one, Romans 3:10. Paul says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We're told that death is a separation of man from God in time and eternity, and a separation of the spirit from the body, according to James 2:26. Since sin is the cause, directly or indirectly, of all our problems, let's ask a question dealing with the negative. What is sin? The New Testament gives several definitions of sin. The first we wish to notice might be called sins of commission. Sins of commission. This basic simple definition of sin is found in 1 John 3 verse 4, the King James translation. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. The dictionary gives the definition of transgress as 1. To overstep or to break a law or commandment, so forth. 2. To go beyond a limit or boundary, so forth. When we think about law, we think about the Ten Commandments. All of these are found in the New Testament except the one involving the Sabbath. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not take unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Looking to the law, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy Chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Let's just notice these words. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Yes, sin is a transgression of the law, going beyond the bounds of what God has said. The good life is the orderly, restrained life. It is a life that brings happiness. The writer of Psalms wrote in Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Remember now the definition John gave of sin. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. Let's stay within the bounds of the restraining of the laws of God and sin not. Yes, this is the good life. Thank you for listening today.